We're going to turn our Bibles tonight to the 8th chapter or the 8th Psalm and get into a little bit of things about God and man. David, of course, writing this Psalm, called himself the chief musician. And it's about God's glory magnified by his work. He gives man dominion. In this, what I'm going to teach tonight, we maybe know who God is, and we may know a whole lot of other things are, but what I want to talk to you about is, do we know who we are? Do we really know what we were created for? Do we really know what our job is? Do we really know these things? A lot of folks don't know who they are. If you say that we're a son of God, who is a son of God? That's as many as are led by the Spirit of God. That's who we are, if we're led by the Spirit of God. And let's go to verse 3. Psalms 8:3. David is writing this psalm, and he's talking about God, and he's talking about man, and mostly man. And says, when I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained. And then he asks the question, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, all the beasts of the field. Verse 8, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. I want you to notice what David is saying. What is man that thou, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? How many knows God visits us? Now, somebody said, well, man, we figure our people is just like the ordinary beast of the field or something like that, but man is different. Man, what is man that thou art mindful of him, the son of man that thou visited him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and he's crowned him with glory. Thou madest him to have dominion, so he made him to have dominion over everything that God created, man. That's what man was created for. So we drop back to the book of Genesis again. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26. And he goes right through this same story that David's talking about. In other words, David was realizing who he was. How many know we have to realize who we are and what God created us for? He created us to have dominion over things, the things that he made. Genesis chapter 1, verse 25. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. That's after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in the image of God, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing. And that's what David was saying, that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth on the earth. And God said, behold, I have given unto you herbs bearing seed, which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of the tree, yielding seed, to you it shall be meat. Now, what is man? Can we see what man is? He's created in the image of God. God made you, now not to look like him, the image, but the image of God. He created us in the image and to rule over everything else. Have dominion over the fish of the sea. Have dominion over the fowls of the air. Over all these things, God created us to have dominion. the things that I want to talk about is our authority. Psalms chapter 8, verse 4 said, "What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man thou visitest him?" In the scripture here, it's dealing with what is man. He's a created, copied. What is the pattern that God used to create man? Everything has a pattern. Huh? What did he create man to be like? In God's likeness. He created us to be like him. I think some got off track somewhere, don't you? They don't act like God. They don't talk like God. They don't think like God. They don't do like God. So that comes to the thing that we've been preaching about, godly or ungodly. So man can disobey God and become ungodly, but as long as he does what God says and has dominion over the things, and first thing that we have to take dominion over is ourselves. We have to control ourselves. We have to be in control of ourselves. And if we're in control of ourselves, then we can be under the controls that God has given us to be under control. So what is man? He's the creation of God, in the image of God. And then what did God do? Listen, God breathed in the nostrils of this man, what? The breath of life, and man became a what? A living soul. So God breathed. Now God breathed it. How many knows the life that we get came from the breath of God? And God breathed in his nostrils the breath of life, and this man became a living soul. Now we're in authority, only under God's authorized authority. God give us authority. He give us authority over the beast of the field, take care of all the things that God had created in the garden in the beginning. Man was to be taking care of that. And so man is a creation of God, in the image of God, and with God's breath on the inside of him. Now, how many knows when you die is when the breath is gone? When the last breath is gone, that's when we're gone. That's death. But as long as that breath is coming in and flowing, then we're still alive. So God created this man. He breathed in his nostrils the breath of life. And then what did he do? He authorized him by the power of God to have the ability to have dominion. God authorized us to have the ability to have dominion. How many believes that we're supposed to have power over the devil? You see, the devil was the fallen angel, and he's the one that causes all the trouble. We know that. And so God's authorized ability to have dominion over all other things. The fowls of the air, the fish of the sea, and have dominion over all these things. Because man was created to fellowship with God. So what did God do with man? He walked with them in the garden in the evening. How many remember that? Somebody said, well, he didn't walk with the cattle. He didn't walk with the beasts of the field. He walked with man. What was it he's doing when he was walking with man? When we walk together, we find that we speak together. And so God created man to have fellowship with him, to walk with him, to fellowship with him. And then he authorizes him, said, now, I believe every evening when he walked with him, Adam would say, well, I named this cattle here. And God said, yeah, that's right. So that's cattle, and you've got authority over them. You've got authority over the beast of the field. You've got authority over everything that creepeth. And he comes along to something else, said, this is a creeping thing. And God said to Adam, said, now you got authority over that. What did you name it? Well, I named it an alligator. Whatever that it might be, but God gave him authority over it. It's authorized of man to take authority. And everything that comes to you and tells you that God's not real and this is not real and that you had no to participate in getting deeper in the things of God, that's of the devil. That's a voice of the devil. And we have authority over that. And what did Jesus say when the devil came talking to him? Where did he tell the devil to get? Get where? Get behind me, Satan. So he had authority over it. So Jesus is the authorized Son of God by the bloodline even. And so the way we begin to have this authority, we begin to accept Christ. It's through Christ to the Father. that we have power with God, and we have power over the devil, and we have authority over the devil, just like we have authority over everything else, if we'll just take authority. But the devil will tell us, you don't feel like doing this. Just like tonight, there's probably some devil said, you don't feel like going to church tonight. So they didn't take authority. Next thing you know, they'll be sick. Next thing you know, they'll be in trouble. And then they know where to go. They know to go. Where do they go when they get in trouble? They go to somebody that they think or know has got the authority in the name of the Lord. And that's what they should do. But they should learn how to know who they are, that God has authorized man to have power, and it's in the Spirit. God breathed in the nostrils the breath of life. That was the Spirit. So man is a spirit, he's a soul, and he's a body. The ability to have dominion over all other things. God visits the Son of Man, and he said, who is man that thou visitest him? Man has the breath of God and the knowledge of God. Now, let's take just a little bit of this. Man is a walking computer. Somebody said, man created the computer. No, it didn't. God made man a computer. Here's the drive right here. They tell me that there ain't no way in a lifetime that a man will ever get all the knowledge in here that this brain is prepared for. So he's a walking computer. Now, that knowledge, now it says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, it says, according as his divine power, he has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be protectors of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. But it's according to his divine power, he's given us to all things. How did he give it to us? Through the knowledge. So knowledge, the knowledge that we have, we need to have godly knowledge that tells us that we are in authority. So God made man, the pattern, man was made after the image of God. In the image of God created him. Man is the creation of God. God breathed in his nostrils the breath of life. Man became a living soul, and man is in God's image, likeness of God, and so that makes him patterned after God. You're patterned after God. Now, all the beast is after his kind. I want you to notice how God created them. How was the cattle? How did they multiply? After their kind. The fish of the sea, after their kind. The things that creepeth, after their kind. Well, now, let's see. That's interesting, isn't it? Because God works with people who is created after what? His kind. Don't that make sense? So we are created after his kind. Now, if we go the wrong direction like the devil did, see, how many knows that God created Lucifer, the angels, but he fell. So now people can get over in that category after that kind. But God wants us to stay after the kind that we were created after and have the breath of life breathed in our nostrils, and we become a living soul. In other words, we become knowledgeable. In other words, the things that God wants to tell me is the things that's knowledgeable in him after his kind. So when you're born again, the old things passed away. What is the old thing? The old man. And all things become what? New. What is new? After the new kind, God. Man become a godly creature when he's born again. So, let's go back to Genesis here just a minute, chapter 2, verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed in his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed, and out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant in the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And then it tells about the river went out. But see, here's man. He's created to have dominion over all these things. He's created after the image of God, in the likeness of God. He's created in that pattern and that. And then after his kind, to oversee and have dominion and to be creative and not destructive. So God created us to be creative. How many believes that God wants us to create good things? Our walk, we create our walk. I do what I want to. Like one fellow said one time, said, I drink all the whiskey I want to. Somebody said, you do? He said, yeah, I just don't want to no more. A new man is created there. He's regenerated. He's reconstructed, so to speak. And it says, man's creation, God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. If it's a matter of life and death. Man became a living soul. He's in God's image. He's God's pattern. Having dominion over the beast of the field. And man is a creative creature. You see, our mind can imagine things, you know, things that we never seen before, we can create. Huh? We never did see it before. We can imagine good things, and whatever comes into this mind, it can be constructive and creative. Our mind is creative. It's just built that way. John 10:10, I have to bring that in, not destructive. So John 10:10 said, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill and to destroy, but Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So man's spirit is his power with God to obtain. It's the power with God to obtain. And Acts 1:8 said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and the uttermost part of the earth. Let's get into some interesting things about this now. So we can obtain abilities from God to think godly or ungodly, however we think. Remember what the Bible said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Is that right? So we can think godly things, or we can think ungodly things, because as a man thinketh in his heart, but it's in his heart before he begins to think those things. Now, I want to get into this. Man is a walking computer. Down at Donovan, we used to have two or three rooms, great big rooms, and they're full of files, you know, and everything. And we still have those things in files, file cabinet and after file cabinet and after file cabinet and things like that. But you know, that's all now on a little hard drive in a computer about 4 inches high and about 6 inches long. And about an inch thick. And all that information is on that. You know who created that? Man created it with the knowledge of God. Because God created man, and he's a walking computer. Ain't no telling how many books that you ladies could write on just how to cook. See, you have to know, put this much baking powder in, this much soda in, this much salt in, this much that in. And that's just to bake a little bit of cornbread. A whole book on how to bake cornbread. But it's all in your mind. How did it get there? Because God gave you power to store it there. To store it there. And then we can also, our mind can be creative, and here's a better way of doing this. And there is a better way. If it's God's way, it gets better. You can have it better. So let's look at it like this. He gave us the power to retain. What was it? The sinner? He said, they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, so God turned them over to what? A reprobate mind. That because they didn't like to retain God in their knowledge. See, God wants us to retain him in our knowledge. Why? Because we're made in his likeness, in his image. So why shouldn't we have a brain like he wants us to have? And they did not like to retain God in knowledge. See, I've got news for you. The brain is not your knowledge. The knowledge is in the brain. The brain is the storehouse for our soul and the knowledge that God gives us. The abilities of God to think godly or ungodly, things patterned after God. So man's the walking computer, and he has the ability to store great amounts of information. Now, let's see what kind of information he can restore. Right here tonight, there is 2 microphones on your head. Where are they at? I mean, no, you got 2 microphones on your head. Just like this microphone is going in there, and then in there, it's going on another machine, and that machine is recording everything I say. Now, you record everything
right here with these two microphones.
Where's it recorded at? On the drive that's in our head. That's confusion, dear friend.
But these two phones,
your two microphones right here, you can hear. If you hear, you know, some folks don't want to hear, so they close their ears. But to hear, faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing by what? By the word. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. If you don't hear the word, you're not going to get much knowledge. You got to hear the word, because that's faith. So there's two microphones. All day long, you're hearing things. You're hearing things, and you're recording some of it, and some of it you dismiss. Sometimes you forget about it. But we don't want to forget the things of God. We're not supposed to forget the things of God. We're supposed to store them in our mind and have faith. Well, then you've got two cameras on your head. Two cameras. Each one of them are taking pictures right here. I'm taking pictures of you right now. That's why I know who you are, because I've seen you before. That knowledge is there. And somebody said, boy, wasn't it wonderful how man made that computer and made cameras where they can take pictures and put all that stuff on computer and all over. No, God made it first. Huh? You. And not only that, you know, it took man after he finally figured out how to take pictures, like television stuff like that, and send it across the nation, and people could pick it up in their homes in California when it was broadcast in New York City. But not only did God have the pattern down, how many remembers when they got color TV? You remember when that came out? Before that, what was it? Black and white. But God had it that way all the time. How many had to wait until they got color on TV before you could see in color? I've been seeing in color all my life with these here two cameras. I see that Margaret's got black hair. I see Sister Frieda, she got wearing a white jacket. See, I see in color. I've been seeing in color all my life, long before they ever made a computer or a TV that could see, take pictures in color. How many believes God's ahead of everything? He's ahead of it all. Somebody said, I heard today that technology on computers was going on so fast that the law can't keep track of it. Well, God's keeping track of it. He's ahead of it all. Everything else, he's got things prepared for us that we've never seen. And if we just get in and get down to business with God and get things stored in our minds and believe God. So that we've got color photos, we've got video and audio in color. And just think, poor little old simple us had that all these years, and they just now figured out how to get stuff like that, some of it on camera, and store it. But they got it now. And man is copying off of what? His knowledge, he's copying off of what God has already had in operation. How many believes that Abraham saw in color 4,000 years ago? Oh, yeah. How many believe that Jesus saw in color? See, he didn't wait till now to see things and restore and store things in our mind that are color. But so God created man in the image of God, created him, and man came out with it. You know, every year they come out with a lot of new things on automobiles, and they've got them really where they're computerized and everything like this. And my brother-in-law Harry, he's got a car, and he's got a thing in there that it stops itself when it gets close to a car, slows it down. But that almost scares me, because that thing runs right up there. First time I got in there, I said, oh, Lord. Huh? Did you ever ride? Oh, Lord. Huh? But that thing, it knows. It's computerized. I wouldn't want to try that with just an ordinary car. But that thing, it knows how to slow down, when to start slowing down, and it's got it all computerized. But see, God's ahead of it all. Not only that, there's other things I want to just bring in just a little bit more here. We have a nose that has two nostrils. And that's where God breathed in these nostrils the breath of life. How many knows those that our nose is not stopped up? Well, we're still breathing in through the nose, but it's still the breath of life. It's out there. It's prepared for it. So we have that. We have a nervous system that stores everything about feelings. it's too hot, it's too cold, this hurts, and all the feeling is stored in the body. That runs from here, down the back, out the arm, and out to each leg. See, God's still ahead of it all. He created man in what? In His image. Somebody said, does God talk? Sure God talks. We just have to have an ear to hear what He says. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. Sure God talks. He talks to us. Does God have feeling? Oh yes, God has feeling. Jesus, when He died upon the cross, He hurt just as bad as anybody else, but He died upon the cross. We have a tongue right here, and it stores taste. It's got taste buds, hundreds of taste buds on it. Tells you how things taste. And that's what you say, you want some of this? You say, oh, I don't like that. You didn't like the taste of it. And the tongue is to be used, what? To glorify God. James has a whole lot in there about it, to glorify God. We're supposed to speak with this tongue. And it's an unruly member. And sometimes we can get, with the tongue, we can do a whole lot of blasphemy that we don't realize that we're doing if we don't watch it. So the body has the nervous system. The tongue has the taste system. The nose has the smell system. Two, you smell with your nose. How many knows that? They come in through your nostril and to your brain and tells you, and after that, how many, every now and then we take Sister Vita and Sister Frieda home, and every now and then them or my wife would say, whoo, a skunk. You know, you've smelled that before. That's recorded. Or you'd say, what is that? Every time you say, no, that's recorded. There's things like that. Millions of things are recorded in your mind that you don't even realize is there. And things that you know that you don't even realize that you know until it's refreshed in your memory. Let's read this again and then we're quoting. David says, verse 3 of Psalms 8, when I consider the heavens and the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou ordained, when I look at all the things that you ordained, all the things you created, when I consider the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon, the stars which thou ordained. Then he looks at man. He says, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? What is man? Then he goes on down and tells what this man is. Thou hast made him, verse 5, a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. All these things God has crowned us with. And remember what Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4. He said, I've fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a what? A crown of righteousness, and not for me only, but for all them that love his appearing. So here he says in the 5th verse, thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, hast crowned him with glory and honor. Verse 6, more about this man. Thou madest him to have dominion over thy works. God wants us in control of our facilities first, and then the other things of his work. The works of thy hands, thou hast put all things under his feet, under his feet. Who is that man? Man, well, you know, we need to rise up and begin to take dominion over things. We said, the devil done it, the devil done it, the devil done it. Well, let's take dominion over the devil. We got dominion over the devil. Quit surrendering to him. Quit talking about it. He loves to be recognized. I'll teach our people, and you heard preachers say that. And they'll get in the pulpit or somebody will say, I feel the devil here tonight. You ever hear people do that? Well, never do that. You recognize. You might as well say, devil, stand up and say something. You don't recognize. You ignore him. He likes to be recognized above everything. And listen, thou hast madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. Verse 7, all sheep and oxen. All the sheep and the oxen, yea, and all the beasts of the field, and the fowls of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. All that you got dominion over that. Verse 9, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. How excellent is thy name in all the earth. So in his name, that's the way we get to the Father, in the name of Jesus. We have divine excellencies in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. Everything God made man to be in control. He authorized us of the power that we can retain and that we can get to be in control over the power of the enemy and have power over the things around about. So everything nearly recognizes the authority of man, even the beast of the field that could, if they usually will run from man.
Mind, tiger, that's there. Something that's been called it and made a man eater or something like that. They run from man. They recognize the thought of
man. Man. Snakes will crawl off from a man. Usually everything recognizes the authority of man, which God put that authority in us. Everybody has knowledge of different things, and you'd be amazed if you just sit down and start writing a book just on some little thing, how much knowledge it takes to do just some simple things around the house. But God has given us a mind. He's given us a mind. Philippians 2 and 5 says what? Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. So if we got his mind, his will, that's right to what God wants. He wants us to get his mind. Lose our mind and get his mind. All right.